Republican Party under Trump offers two options, all in or out, by Jonathan Martin and Maggie Haberman. Birmingham, Michigan. By the summer of 2017, Dave Trott, a two-term Republican congressman, was worried enough about President Trump's erratic behavior and his failing attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act that he criticized the president in a closed-door meeting with fellow GOP lawmakers. The response was instantaneous, but had nothing to do with the substance of Mr. Trott's concerns. Dave, you need to know, somebody has already told the White House what you said, he recalled a colleague telling him. Be ready for a barrage of tweets. Mr. Trott got the message. To defy Mr. Trump is to invite the president's wrath. Ostracism within the party and a premature end to a career in Republican politics. Mr. Trump decided not to seek re-election in his suburban Detroit district, concluding that his running as anti-Trump Republican was untenable, enjoining a wave of Republican departures from Congress that has left those who remain more devoted to the president than ever. If I was still there and speaking out against the president, what would happen to me, Mr. Trump said before answering his own question. Mr. Trump would have lashed out and pressured House GOP leaders to punish him. Just under 4 years after he began his takeover of a party to which he had little connection, Mr. Trump enters 2020 burdened with the ignominy of being the first sitting president to seek re-election after being impeached. But he does so wearing a political coat of armor built on total loyalty from GOP activists and their representatives in Congress. If he does not enjoy the broad admiration Republicans afforded Ronald Reagan, he is more feared by his party's lawmakers than any occupant of the Oval Office since at least Lyndon Johnson. His iron grip was never firmer than over the last 2 months during the House inquiry that concluded Wednesday with Mr. Trump's impeachment on charges of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. No House Republican supported either article or even authorized the investigation in September. And after hearing into the president's dealings with Ukraine, they defended him as a victim of partisan fervor. One Republican even said that Jesus had received fairer treatment before his crucifixion than Mr. Trump did during his impeachment. Perhaps more revealing, some GOP lawmakers who initially said Mr. Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine was inappropriate later dropped their criticism. People close to Mr. Trump attributed the shift both to his public defense of the call as perfect and to private discussions he and his allies had with concerned lawmakers.